Mr. Ches, Shiyor Shachunzba Biko, a caravan who encamp in a valley. So they're traveling for a very long time. Let's say they've got a long journey, and they stay on the, throughout the journey on Shabbos, they stay in a valley. And they want to be able to carry on Shabbos, but we're discussing a valley which is in a very open area, which has the status of a karmelis. So it's midrabanan forbidden to carry there. So the only way that they will be able to carry there is if they create a reshus hayochid. Now, how are they going to do that? So they need to surround their camp with four walls, which are at least 10 tefachim high, and then they'll be able to carry there. So if they surrounded their camp with different animal utensils, saddles and animal traps, and all sorts of objects which they have on them, so if they surround their entire camp with such objects, then they are allowed to carry there on Shabbos, as long as they are within the four walls, as long as this made up fence around them is at least 10 tefachim high. And as well as that, the openings in the so-called fence cannot be more than that which is actually there. Meaning, you don't have to have four full walls without any gaps in them. You're allowed to have actually lots of gaps, because we view all of the gaps as entrances. However, if more of the surrounding part has not got objects than that which does have objects, meaning if more than half of it is not actually part of the fence, but we consider it like entranceways, then it no longer is considered an entrance. Rather, it's not considered to be a partition at all, and this is not considered to be surrounded by four walls, because there are so many gaps that this cannot be considered a private domain. Now, what happens if you don't have a lot of gaps, but let's say you've got one very large gap? So even if the majority of the wall is made up, and there are objects surrounding the majority, nevertheless, such a big gap destroys the entire partition, and it is not considered to be a reshus hayachid. So the Mishnah says, "Kol piritzo sheik eser amos muteres." Any opening in the surrounding walls, which is up to 10 amos wide, is permitted. We view that as an entrance into the private domain. Because it's like an entranceway. However, yosser mekan, if it is wider than 10 amos, then osser, it's forbidden to carry inside of that encampment, since it cannot be considered a private domain if the surrounding walls are not sufficiently built up and there are too many holes or holes which are too wide in the wall.